Hello everyone, this is a very long overdue update. I haven't really had much to say, and I've been doing Octava, but I think I just got out of the habit of posting just public boos. When you do stuff regularly, you tell people all the little details and things that are going on. When you leave it for a while, it kind of seems... I can't explain it, that really nothing to say. I don't know what I normally talk about, because it's a long time since I've talked regularly. Well, quite a long time. It's not that long, I suppose. It's probably about a month. I think when I came back from holiday, I didn't do a regular update anymore. And then, for no particular reason, I just... didn't feel like talking, and as I say, now I just got out the habit of it. I'm just making myself a drink of squash. It's apple, blackberry, and grape. I'm actually in the kitchen, obviously, and I'm just emptying the dishwasher and reloading it while I'm in the middle of doing that. The sink's full. You might be able to hear Obi's hoovering upstairs. We usually do an annual spray of the house for like pests, like fleas or house dust mite. Obviously we treat the animals for fleas, but you know, for prevention, but that doesn't mean to say that they might not be on the animals, that doesn't mean to say that they're not in the house. So we've only done our bedroom so far, and you have to leave it. You have to leave it and ventilate it for half an hour after you've sprayed it, and then you're supposed to hoover. So that's what he's doing now. We did do it earlier in the year, about 4 months ago, but the problem with that was we used a spray that was like 8 months out past its sell-by date. So I actually have my doubts as to whether it would have done any good, and there wasn't enough left anyway. It was like the remains of a can. This one is a big can, and I don't know how much it holds, but it's enough for a 3-bedroom semi-detached house, which is what we have. So hopefully the average said it will be okay, but we're going to do it room by room, because that's when you've got animals, you have to keep moving them around, like they can't go in there, and everywhere needs doing, but we have to do it like a bit at a time. In other news, I hope you can hear me because I'm sitting down. In other news, Connor doesn't come home that much. I mean, he comes home a couple of times a week, but a lot of the time he's staying at his girlfriend's and going straight to work from there. I think my phone just said something. He has applied for a job. Another job, and he had a telephone interview last week, and he's actually got a proper interview this week, so even if he doesn't get it, it's all experience, and he must have impressed them to a certain degree to get through to the next stage. Ronan is at college part-time and looking for a job. Obi has, a couple of weeks ago, finished 6 days training to be platform staff, which the main part of which is dispatching trains. Now that might sound like something easy, but it's actually considered a safety critical job. So he had to go for a full medical, he had to have sight, eye test, hearing test, you know, balance, all make sure that he's okay standing on the edge of a platform, that he can see properly, that he can hear. It's quite a responsible job, especially to get them running on time, because the train companies get fined quite a lot if a train is late, and even a huge amount if a train is cancelled. So he's got now 2 weeks or 10 days shadow training, where he has to shadow somebody doing the job at the station where he's going to work. So he's just finished the first week of that. He's got another week at that, at the end of which I think he has some kind of exam, and he's already had a test, you know, like a written test. Then he has, the end of next week, one of the bosses from Southern Railway will come and, you know, shadow and watch him for 4 hours. And everyone says it's really nerve-wracking, but he's not that bothered about it. He said, what's the worst that can happen? Like, he'll fail me. So I think he's not worried about, he doesn't worry about things like most people do. Not to say that he's careless, because he will do it properly, but he doesn't get himself into a state over it. Everyone's been trying to fight him, saying, oh, it's really awful, and it's really nerve-wracking. When someone's watching you, you forget to do this, and they try and trick you, because he has to wait until the train has left the station. He has to watch it go out, and because he has to make sure the tail lights are working. And if they can try and trick you and say, oh, let's go over to the other platform, let's go over there and watch for the next train now, and he'd have to say, no, we've got to wait for this one to leave so that I can see that it's safely left the station and its lights are working. I haven't got any news about me, really. I've got a hospital appointment this week. Actually, I've got two. I've got a deferred one that I've put off several times, which is the normal kidney checkup. And then the second one later in the week is an appointment I've waited for about 4 months, and that's a dermatology appointment to get to the bottom of this itching that I have. I have a strong feeling that if it's not kidney related, which they don't seem to think it is, or that is one of the main symptoms, that it could be an allergy to something like house dust mite. Because, you know, you can't help having that in the house. It's not a reflection of how clean your home is. It's just something that's there. And, you know, they can cause quite severe allergies in animals and in people. And I've got a feeling, that's my own feeling, that it's that. Because I usually only get it when I'm sitting down on, like, or in bed, or on the soft furnishings, you know, where these things live. I don't normally get it if I'm in the kitchen, like now. I would be very surprised if I started getting my itching. Or even when I'm out of the house, I don't usually get it. I have had it out when I'm out of the house, don't get me wrong, but not usually. It doesn't normally last for long. Having said that, my hand is itching now, but it's probably just because I'm thinking about it. And I'm sitting on a cushion anyway, so who knows? There were little house dust creatures might be in there. And apparently, even when they're dead, they're still as hyperallergenic, is it? Hyperallergenic? Anyway, what, they still can give you an allergic reaction. So, there isn't much going on in this household. All the animals are okay. Niall's fine, Lamb is fine, Toof Toof. All the cats are okay. I haven't really done anything worth reporting. That's probably why I haven't. I mean, usually I talk about nothing. Nothing I talk about is worth reporting, but this time I really haven't got anything interesting to say. I was up late the other night, as I usually am, and there was actually, Ronan had his TV on. He was watching some comedy programmes on E4, and he fell asleep with his TV on. And then I heard the next programme advertised. It was a programme, it was called Behind the Scenes at the KKK. Now, it had a warning: extremely strong language, unpleasant scenes, and words you might find disturbing, or something like that. So you can imagine the kind of thing it was probably going to be. I went straight to his room to turn it off, but I didn't get there before it started, and I only heard like about half a minute of it. And it was all these people shouting and going, whoa! And then it switched from that, I don't know who they were, And they switched from that, and it says, so there are different ranks within the KKK. And they went, oh, yes, certainly. And I thought, that's it. So I turned it off because I can't understand. I know these channels like to give voice, especially anything related to Channel 4, which I presume E4 is. They like to give a voice, a different angle on things, and a bit, not exactly outrageous, but Channel 4, for instance, are quite known, well known for being a bit outrageous. They always have been with some of the stuff they put out there. But I honestly don't feel there's a place for a programme like that. Why are we giving these people airtime? If you ask me, the American government or Congress or whatever should ban such an organisation. Shouldn't even be allowed to exist. You know, racism in America has been an ongoing thing. Obviously, I'm British, but there's racism here. But I'm not being funny. There's racism and there's racism. And the United States is a cut above the rest of the world when it comes to that. What's the matter, Tooth Tooth? And things like the KKK, why? You know, why are they allowed to exist? Why? Why are they allowed to, like, have public meetings and all this? Maybe I should have watched the programme and found out, but I can watch most things. But that, I'm afraid, I have to tell you, absolutely sickened me just to hear all these people shouting, like a load of hooligans. It absolutely sickened me, the idea of their ethics sickens me physically to the pit of my stomach. And I think it would any decent person, to be quite truthful, any decent person couldn't give that airtime. In fact, I'm thinking of actually complaining to them and saying, I know it was on late at night, it was like 1 or 2 in the morning, but why are they giving these people airtime? I suppose I should have watched it to see what angle they took. Was it kind of tongue-in-cheek? Were they saying, look, these are these people, they're really awful, you know, I don't know. Or was it just, as it appeared to be, just a general documentary about them? In which case, I just find it a bit disturbing that, I mean, I know there's a lot of crap on the TV and there's a lot of frivolous reality shows and there's lots of very serious ones and there's, you know, most of them, if I don't want to watch them, I don't, but it's because I just think they're stupid. But that, I actually think, is offensive to the very core, to even give it them airtime. Why are we doing that? Why? You know, I can imagine there's some, like, people like the BNP in the British National Party in the UK and any of these, like, racist parties, and I'm sorry if they don't consider themselves UKIP, I think are a bunch of racists, whatever anyone else thinks, they say they're not, but the evidence is there. You only got to look at all the comments people make, some of their representatives, like, going on about bongo bongo land, meaning in Africa, that's bongo bongo land, and one person says she can't stand Negroes. You know, you've only got to look at that and say, no, I'm on audio, boo. Huh? Can you come and disturb me again? No, he messed it up the last time. I started to do one before and I deleted it because he was really being stupid. Yeah, so I just think that is offensive beyond everything. And people, you get people that follow these parties in the UK, like BNP and UKIP, I think it's racist. They claim they're not, but the evidence speaks to me that many of their representatives actually are, because they make comments like they don't like Negroes, they can't stand them, and that's someone that's meant to be, like, representing a community that you're supposed to be able to go to for help if you've got a problem. So what are the, quotes, Negroes going to do if they're faced with this woman who can't stand them? And then, as I say, bongo, bongo land. There's been so many things like that make the media. And I know the media like to latch onto these things, but, you know, really. But the BNP are actually racist. I was furious when it was the general election and they actually dared to put a leaflet through my door. I would have liked to have thrown it back in their face. The first thing on there was about banning the burqa or something like that. That was the top thing on their manifesto. Give British jobs to British people. That was, I think, the second thing or the third. But anyway, I think that people who support them will watch this KKK thing because it's up their street. And I just fear that it will just give them ideas. And that's my worry. You know, you may say, oh, well, everyone deserves to have their opinion shown. Well, I actually don't think some things do. Anything that's an incitement to racial hatred, which I believe, well, obviously the KKK are, why is the UK giving them airtime? It's not even a UK organisation. Why are we... I wouldn't even have it on. Ronan was asleep. And I said, I'm not... I didn't... You know, I had to go and turn it off. The TV would eventually go off on its own, but there was no way I want that even broadcast in my house, even if no one's watching it. There's no way, absolutely no way. Maybe my views are quite strong, I don't know, but I think most people with an ounce of decency in their bones would feel the same. Wouldn't you, Toof Toof? You can't hear me. What time are you going to Peckham, darling? Oh, okay. It's a room all right now, though.
Yeah, fine. Ventilated, vacuumed.
Okay. What movies?
They're starting to show Christmas movies.
Christmas movies already?
Yeah. It's Home Alone on TV now.
Is a Christmas channel on now?
No, this is film 4.
B4?
Film 4.
Oh, film 4. Yeah, they usually have a Christmas channel. I don't know when that starts. I think it starts in November sometime.
This is Home Alone, right?
Yeah.
Part 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's that time again. Well, we've got Halloween and bonfire night first, but the days are getting shorter. Sun sets, I'm not quite sure what time it is. It's round about now, I think. What time is it?
1:06.
The sunset, 18:03 here. And it rose at 7:24, was it? Something like that. Then in, what's the date today? 2 weeks time, 2 weeks today actually, it will be Halloween, and it will also be the day the clocks go back and it will be darker an hour earlier. It doesn't seem possible. It really smells like autumn out there now. There's people, someone's had a bonfire today. I actually like that smell, but it's really autumn. And this time of year, although I don't like the dark evenings, there is something nice when everyone's home and the doors are shut and it's dark, and there is something actually quite nice about that. It's a bit chilly and it hasn't been very sunny, well, not recently. It's been a bit cloudy the last few days, and a bit of a chilly wind and a little bit of rain here and there. But I was going to go Tesco's today, but just for a look around. I think we're going to do that tomorrow. What's the matter? What's the matter, Toof Toof? Go and sit down if you want to, because I'm still about here for a while yet. I haven't finished doing what I'm going to do, so tip that away. Okay, we've got a pile of washing up here. I'm glad I can put it in the dishwasher and don't have to do it. Right, I've nearly finished emptying it. I'm going to go slow, I think. Sorry about the clattering. flask and he took it out the cover. Where's my cutlery thing? Oh, it's hot out here. I had the heating on because it was actually cold, but... Oh, I've got to put these dog bowls away. Excuse the big clatter now. Four stainless steel dog bowls. Here we go. There's a mighty pile of plates and cups, mostly. Okay. Clatter, clatter, clatter. Order for Monday, I think. Yes, we are going up there tomorrow, but I actually don't intend to do food shopping while I'm there. I mean, we could get the odd things, you know, we could get the odd things we might need, like washing up liquid. I think we're going to run out of fairly soon. Although it's one that's, it lasts months. It's a fairy one. Does last a long time. Okay. Okay. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean it like that. Okay. That's what I actually meant. Tassimo drinks. They do a load of coffee, which I'm right off at the moment. They do the breakfast tea and I think, and they do milk, but that's about it. They don't do any of the herbal ones. Not for Tassimo anyway. They do herbal tea, but and they've stopped doing the Oreo chocolate and the Cadbury's one. I didn't like the Cadbury's one anyway, but the Oreo one is quite nice. Obi's going over to Peckham in a minute to pick up some Nigerian food. Right. I emptied the sink now. I've got a hole bit next to it which is full. Getting the water hot. Quite disturbing what I saw on the Blind Ability channel about the Android app, audio boom, how it may be a precedent for the iOS app, which is getting rid of direct messages and comments, the comments feature, is on the Android app, they've already gone. I think that's really sad, and I definitely I won't be renewing my Plus account if that if it goes the same way. Definitely. Because I mostly use, these days I mostly use my my Audioboo account for direct messages. And so I would find another way of doing that and just keep the free account, because things I don't really use it enough. I'm quite happy to keep it. We had Chinese last night. I'm just washing out the containers for recycling, and that one had, Ronan had satay chicken on skewers, and it's very, very peanutty. I wonder what it was then, and then I realise it's quite greasy. I would keep a free account so I can contribute here and there and listen to other people, continue to listen to other people, but I actually wouldn't bother paying for one, I don't think. Because what would be the point? It would be actually quite sad, and I hope they don't do it. Right?
Look.
I'm talking about audio.
No, just throw a glass of water real quick.
Yes, try not to make the water cold though.
Yusuf, I'm going to put it on. You want a beer?
Oh, I don't. Put your glass in the dishwasher.
I just said it was a beer.
I don't have any beer. Neither are you, are you?
Yeah,
just
sharing my photo on Facebook.
What one?
No, I'm going to
take a photo. A photo of yours?
It's
probably something you put on there. I mean, obviously it is, but it's probably a photo. It's probably not one of you. Did you do that? Leave that conversation thing? Sometimes you get these annoying things where these people have this conversation and it keeps going ping, 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 and you don't even want to be in the conversation. And I don't know how, I know if you go on the mobile site and you go on Messenger with your messages, you can, there's like a combo box and you can change it to delete, leave the conversation or whatever. But I don't know if it's on the app. I've never seen it on there, I must admit, on the iOS app. Or the Android app, I don't know. Actually. Doody doody do. Darling, where's the wipes?
What?
The floor wipes, they're usually up here. No. No, I haven't. I haven't, Divi.
Huh?
I haven't. It's all right. Oh, thanks. Thanks. I didn't want to put my wet hands where you... Have you got your iPad in there now?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I didn't want to put my wet hands all over the worktop. Make you get a wet iPad. I'm going to change this water now. That's why I do get through quite a lot of washing up with you. Because I wash things up even though they're going in the dishwasher. Well, I'm a bit stupid, but I don't wash everything, but the things have been standing around for a few hours and they've got dried, and then I will put them in water and scrub them. This is really boring, but I'm just making up for a bit of lost time. seeing as I have got the Plus account and I only renewed it the other day on the 14th, like a couple of days ago, then I suppose I might as well get some use out of it. I'm not dripping all this water over my phone. My hands are covered in soap suds and dripping with water. Table containers. How many of them can you have in one go? This is a curry. Obi had prawn curry, king prawn curry, and king prawn fried rice. Yeah? Okay. Alright. If it's easier, oh, let me know when you're, what time you're coming up. Turn it off. Hold on. Hold on, I'll come out there so I don't have to shout. I'll just dry my hands on some kitchen towel. Alright, I'm coming. If you're later getting back, you could always get McDonald's.
Okay.
Because you've got one near the station there, haven't you?
Okay.
Near Peckham.
Oh,
will
you
lock that one, please? Yes. I will. See you later. Oh, I'm just checking my phone. It's a bit wet. Right, let me dry that off. I haven't put it in a very sensible place. Try and dry it without knocking it into the. It's got a cover on it, but let's make sure it's working still. Okay, it's fine now. Okay, there we go. It's only a little bit, and it's got a protector on the screen, but I don't want it to get into any of the orifices, for want of a better expression. That can go in the bin. That's bin material, and it's a sweet and sour sauce tub. It's polystyrene. They don't recycle that here. Don't think it's recyclable anywhere, actually. I'm sure you don't want a running commentary of what's in my rubbish, but right, we're getting near the end. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel. More cups, more containers. Okay, I'm going to make a nice cup of tea. I wish I had some Tassimo tea. Oh, more containers, lid this time. Okay, and I've got something left over in the fridge that I actually don't want. It was mine, so I'm going to tip that in the food waste and wash that out while I remember. There's a whole pile of cartons here to go out. The good thing about the most of the takeaways now is that they do in the plastic cartons that you can recycle. This thing is much too big for me. I haven't even eaten half of it. On it, oh, she's stuck in the blooming container. Fine, okay. Right. Quite big. Some of these are quite useful containers, but Obi bought a lot because sometimes he makes jollof rice and stuff like that. And he packs it into. He bought a load of plastic containers, you know, takeaway ones, new, obviously. And I think he bought them from a shop in Peckham, you know, where they actually sell food. But some of these ones are much better. The bigger ones, let's have a look at them. They're much thinner quality, the smaller ones. The bigger ones are quite good and they're deeper. And actually, this one might be worth keeping. Anyway, I'll leave it there for now. We had some noodles earlier, so I'm just going to wash the saucepan. I don't put that in the dishwasher. saucepans don't go in the dishwasher. They take up too much room, so I always do have to wash those. Okay. I'll feed the dogs in a minute. Am I missing anything? Let's just go and have an investigation. Did he take his iPad? Frying pan. I do put that in there because I'll wash it out quickly first. And then it's not dirty really. I mean, it needs washing, but then I'll just stick it in here because it doesn't take up a lot of room like a saucepan. Right, cutlery rack can go back up, the thing can go back up. No more lot of water. I can't stand dirty washing up water, there's bits floating in it. You can't help it sometimes. I'll try and get everything off the plates and that, but sometimes you actually can't help it. Because if you've got a baked plate, you know, something is a bit loose and off of it. Oh, that's gross, sorry. Right, I'm washing the worktop's water now. I'm really getting low on this washing up lately. A big litre bottle. Okay. Spray a bit of my clean on here. Should have done this after the dog's really, but I'll do it again. That's how it goes. There, I love the smell of that. It's Tesco's kitchen cleaner with bleach. I just really like the smell of it. It doesn't smell like normal bleach, which I don't really like the smell of much. That's the fact it's not very good for the environment, and I don't suppose this is any better really, except that it's not neat. It's, you know, watered down kind of bleach. And when you use it with a spray, it's a pump action spray, so you don't get a huge amount coming out at any one time. Well, you can do if you want, but it tends to be more controlled than just tipping up a bottle. Use these wipes nowadays rather than a dishcloth because I think I'm a bit of a hygiene freak. And they're disposable. They're actually floor wipes and they're antibacterial. I use them for everything. They are very big for wipes and they're wet, you know, they're not like some. You can really wipe stuff up with them or clean things with them. I use them for so many things. I use them for washing out the cat's, wiping out the cat's litter tray. I mean, sometimes I wash it out properly, you know, with a outside tap, but sometimes, you know, every day doesn't really need it, just needs a couple of these. I use like three or four of these. They're not cheap, but they're worth the money. Like my kitchen insurance or my white goods, they are really worth the money to me. You can clean the toilet with them, you can wash the floor, which is actually what they're meant for, but hello Pete, what are you after? Your food, it is nearly food time I suppose. Just washing the top of the cooker. Wiping it down, it doesn't really need doing that much. While I'm here, why not? There. There you go, that'll do. Right. And that's that done now. change the dog's water. It's my next job. Enough about nothing in particular. There you go, have some clean water for you. I'm sorry, Toofy. Sorry, boy. Okay, then, folks. Mike, don't get under my feet. It's so annoying when he does that. Move now, please. I really need to get my clock wound up again. But because it was losing time so badly, I couldn't cope with it. It was just too annoying, but I guess I really need to try and sort it out. Anyway, everybody, I hope you are having and continue to have a good weekend, and I'll try and be a bit more regular with my updates.